gotta get it right.
You gotta get it right by taking all the pressure off your chest.
How do you do that when you care so much?
By becoming detached from your own success. By recognizing your professional career is fun, but isn't you. And what happens then is you get light. And when you get light, you get fast. And when you get fast, you do shit. And when you do shit, some of it hits.
Attention is the number one asset.
Hello. Hey! Oh my God, it's been so long!
Miss you.
How are you?
So good. What is good?
It's on the table. Man, I got the album dropping tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
Right back, yes. It's been a long time coming, but I had to get a lot of things figured out. Personal stuff, mostly personal.
Of course, you're a human being.
Yeah, and I think the first run, just adjusting to fame. You know, naturally I'm just like a chill person, but I know that how I dress and everything is, but it was a lot.
It's the same way I am.
Yes.
I'm very loud and high energy, mm-hmm. but like deep down, I'm like crazy simple.
Exactly.
I'm like just kind of like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I understand you. I always have.
Yeah, always, since day one. And I think the expectation and the responsibility became a little too much.
The first part.
Yes.
That was always even if you look back at our videos mm-hmm. talking, you guys know, like, for me, it's just like, when you're this talented, I think about it a lot with you mm-hmm. back then, and like, I'm just so happy you said that. Mm-hmm. Like, I just said to young dude, I'm like, the best thing you might ever do might happen in 7 years.
Right.
Like, when you have that level of talent, and you know that that you may do one thing, a video or a song,
mm-hmm.
that will forever change your life. You know you have that in you. Mm-hmm. Not everyone does.
Right.
It's pressure.
It is.
But I keep trying to tell you, and I'll say it again to you today,
mm-hmm.
and clearly you got great genes.
Mm-hmm.
You got nothing but time.
Yes.
And if you don't understand that, you're gonna force.
Yeah.
You're gonna force. You know that, right?
Very true, yes.
You're gonna force. Like, what's gonna happen if this drops and it's just like solid?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna dwell.
Yeah.
If you think about it any other way than the way I'm telling you.
Right.
You're gonna dwell.
Yeah.
You'll be like, fuck, how many more, you know, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be like, how many, you're gonna go right into, once you calibrate
right.
the like disappointment,
yeah.
if that's what happens, you guys will gather up and be like, all right, man, we got one more shot at this. We got this next, this is it. And
yeah.
what's that going to mean?
Yeah.
That means you're going to be stressed as fuck
right.
for 18 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
On the flip side.
It's not healthy.
No, and more importantly, you are so God gifted.
Thank you.
You're so creative.
Thank
You've got so much. I just really, really hope you hear me this time of like, and more importantly, when you're 90, you're not gonna necessarily care about a Grammy or 10 trillion listens on a song.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna think about memories.
Right.
And so to me, it's like, you have it better than 98% of people on earth. There's 860 million people, 780 million people right now, predominantly in Africa,
mm-hmm.
who literally don't have access to clean water.
Mm-hmm.
There are unlimited women, both of your ages, because it's how it works there, that are walking 12 miles to put a jug of somewhat clean water on their head to walk back 12 miles. 780 million people. For me, if you fell in love with the fact that you just get to play with your homies that you're with, like, you know,
yeah.
like, the fact that, to me, it's like, don't look for the trophy, look for the fact that you got lucky that you can play forever.
Yes.
Then I think this gets back to like what got you here in the first place when you're lighter.
Yes.
And you see it in front of you. You're doing the bullshit that everyone does now. You think it's time is a wasting. My moment might be missing.
Mm.
You start, and then that starts getting you to look at other people that you know aren't as talented as you, that stumbled into something. You're like,
mm-hmm.
why are they getting that heat?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just energy that means nothing.
Right.
There is no other lady in music success that's taking away from yours.
Right.
Not one.
You just got it. He just knows it all.
I know you.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fan. I watch.
Mm-hmm.
Even just like the way you roll, like you stay with your, like I love everything about you.
Thank you, Gary.
I just really hope you can hear me today.
I hear you.
Yeah, but it's easy to say it. I want you to live it.
Right.
I believe you. And I bet that you'll have 12 good hours of thinking like this.
No. Give me more credit.
It's not that more credit. I'm in a pickle. I wish it was coming out for a couple more weeks. Tomorrow, you're going to be, you know, all sucked up in that.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's fun.
Right.
How's it doing? Did it hit? You know, all that. But I'm telling you, you're destined. I believe it. But I think it might just happen at 54. You might just do a fucking Christmas album and just... Like, or, but listen, or it might be tomorrow.
Yeah.
It really actually might be tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just want you to be as excited about it happening at 54 as you are about it possibly happening tomorrow.
Yeah, got it.
Because I believe if you have that perspective, that is the most guaranteed way that it will happen before you die.
I love that.
You understand?
Yes, that, I love that.
That part. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Like, I think I got a lot more to do.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm aware of what I've done and how people look at it. I'm on some, like, this is a pimple on my ass right now. Like, I want to be 40 trillion times more impactful and big and successful and happy. So I know it works.
There's no limit.
And it's hard when your music and, like, you know, like, I get it. But it's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is.
Like, here's the best part. It's going to be anyway. Whether you enjoy the process or you stress through the whole process, it's gonna be.
It's gonna be.
I think if you learned completely to flip this and just fully embrace pure gratitude and enjoy the process, that it creates the more likelihood for you to pull it off.
We were talking about that. That's insane. We were talking about that. Just always like remembering why I started in the first place, the things that get me excited, that keep me excited, the. Just
who was that girl that jumped in that corner and just battled?
Yeah.
That's the girl.
God, that's so crazy. We were just talking about that. Just all tapping back and never losing that.
It's all that. And it's hard to do that because now you've lived all the experiences, moving down to Atlanta, having the things, the Apple commercial, it all happened. I just think that that's what you have to fight for, because then you'll get there. Because boy, are you talented. Fuck.
How many people actually tell you that?
I don't know. I know it. I have a lot of self-doubt. Because I want to be perfect because I'm so bad. I can't be perfect, but I just want to do things.
I think a lot of us do. I think the thing that most people don't talk about is how much time you actually have.
Yeah.
I don't believe, like, I'm empathetic to the music industry. I don't think the music industry understands that, you know, like, I get how current music works. Think about all the shit that's hot right now that wasn't possible to be hot 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The entire Latin movement.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people understand that, like, of course a 59-year... Look at Tracy Chapman. She was just chilling. A country boy decides to do the fucking cover. She's back! You know, like I don't think
crazy.
People...
Just like that.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I understand what people say. Like, I say a lot of this shit. I read what people say about me saying this shit. And I just read it and, like, it's because you don't understand.
Right.
And what I understand, because of what my talents are, is shit constantly changes. And, like, I just think that when you're talented, notice what I said, a Christmas album, or you might just do a fucking, you just might do a sentence on a gospel track and when you're seven, like, I don't think people get it. It's like, when you're this talented, you're always one post, one video, one song, one lyric away. Right?
And I've seen it happen countless times.
No, you've seen a different version than you. You've seen people get a moment for a couple of months or a year off of one little thing. I saw Trinidad James have the biggest song in the world.
That's exactly what I was thinking
about. Wow. Right? And he's amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
But he's transformed himself into a 360 personality. Yeah. But, like, let me take you back. That song was the biggest song in the world.
Nuts.
Right?
Yes.
But it doesn't mean he's selling out stadiums right now. Now, because he's so talented, and he's a businessman, and his personality's been able to do so many amazing things. He's one of my favorite people. And I'm this is not saying that TJ doesn't have all-time world-class talent. It's saying that you do. And so you've seen it happen a dozen times, but some of them, and TJ's at a high level, he's great. I'm talking, somebody may, young jock, it, you know, had the summer of 2006, what was that?
2006, yeah.
Everybody was doing, you know? but you've seen it a million times, but you're not that person. Meaning, they're all great people, but I think you're very deeply creative and talented. You're rolling up here trying to do fucking sheets with Target for the creative sake.
A regular person doesn't think like that.
Bro, I know her because I am her. Why do you think I've always liked her? I'm not wearing this shit just because she's in. You guys see, I wear this shit all the time.
People have been paying you. I can't afford to pay
yeah,
you.
Yeah, let's make this real. She definitely can't afford me.
I can't.
Because nobody can, because I don't take deals. I don't do that. I do it because it's almost my non-verbal way to have this conversation with you when I'm not with you.
Yes. Constant reminder when I see you every time. It's like, I gotta get it right.
You gotta get it right by taking all the pressure off your chest.
How do you do that when you care so much?
By becoming detached from your own success. Tara, I care so much you can't imagine. But my validation doesn't come from my success. Mm. If you knew the reason I fuck with you is because they're still both in that corner, then you could start going down the path I'm trying to get you down. Mm. I fuck with you because of you. I'm proud of me because of who I am as a person, not because Gary Vee is successful.
Right.
How do you do that when you care so much? By recognizing your professional career is fun, but isn't you.
Got it.
And what happens then is you get light.
Mm.
And when you get light, you get fast.
Mm.
And when you get fast, you do shit. And when you do shit, some of it hits.
Yeah. He's killing it. Oh my God.
This is why I wish I had musical talent. I would literally be the biggest rapper in the world. I would kill people. I have nothing but bars. I just don't know. I just have 0.0 musical ability. You know?
Oh my God, Gary.
Tara, I'm telling you, really, I think you know, we've been together a bunch through the years. Like,
yeah.
I'm really giving it to you right now.
No, this is
because I'm
all
telling
this
you.
This is everything I needed to hear. Like, it's.
But you need to watch this clip every day.
Yeah.
That's kind of like
run
church.
Let's run it back.
You know what I mean?
Needed.
Like,
yes.
You need to. This needs to be the conversation in your head.
Yeah.
Not a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Not a quick shot of tequila. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This needs to be your actual day-to-day. Because
yeah.
I've always feared in our chop-ups, I'm like, I gave her a boost, but I don't believe that this is what she's going to be thinking like 7 months to this day.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm really trying to do right now is start to move you down a path at least closer to that. It's because I'm telling you, and the reason I think I'm going a little harder is now that you've lived a little bit through all, because you're like, yo, I'm going to be in this Apple commercial. And like any logical person, you're like, and this is going to be it. Like, this is going to really, you know, like, even in your subconscious.
Yeah.
You're too smart. You know,
yeah.
If it hits a little, like, you know, you're smart.
Yeah.
That's my another favorite part about you. You're smart. So, like, whether you fully let yourself go there or not, you knew it was something.
Right.
And which means you also knew maybe it might be really something.
Yeah.
Right?
Something, right. Mm-hmm.
And so now that you're on the back end of realizing, like, because I'm smart. When I did the Conan O'Brien show, that was the first thing I ever did on TV. I'm like, I'm about to become super famous.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little virality on the internet, but it was, no, it's all little bricks. These buildings aren't built with, like, they get plopped down. It's just little pieces all the way up. And so I'm just trying to get you to enjoy these little pieces instead of, like, wanting every one of these pieces to be the building.
Mm. You, she said, my mom says it to me all the time.
Because your mom knows you best.
She does. And you do too, Gary.
I know you pretty damn well for someone that's a stranger.
Crazy. No, it's scary.
I just really see you like that.
You can see, you see
I've
me.
Always seen you from, and this is why I'm just so positive, but I really, really, really think you could live your life without getting there, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you live your life without getting there, it's because you didn't hear me today. And you just kept living a version of the way you've been moving for the last 5-10 years. I think if you hear me today, it can get really crazy good. A, you're just gonna like your life every day more. Mm-hmm. B, the shit you're stressing about will likely more happen. Mm-hmm. This is you versus you.
That's the battle.
That's you versus you.
Gary, let's wrap this up. I need this spec now so I can just keep watching it. You're everything. No, I'm serious. Like this, because yesterday was really rough and it's like he was there with us. Mm-hmm. This is crazy.
Listen.
Every day I wake up, I'm just like,
oh. You just, every day you wake up, you just need to, on some real talk, I'll bring it, you can watch it again. Mm-hmm. You won. Tara. Do you know how many people would share places with you?
Think about that too. I think about that too.
Not enough. You may think about it. You need it to be your soul. Yeah. You need to flip ambition into gratitude.
I want to say I understand.
The fact that you even have a shot to mm-hmm. is the win. Mm. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you, Gary.
I really am. I watch you very carefully compared to most things I watch. I am proud of you, but you really, I really, really want what we're talking about for you real bad. Because this is what everyone's doing to themselves in the world.
Yeah.
They're like not good enough to themselves. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're not good enough to themselves. Mm. When by nature, if you don't feel like you're good enough to yourself, it's over.
Yeah.
You're so uncomfortably talented that even with this mindset of the last 5 to 7 years, you've done all this crazy shit.
So crazy.
That's how crazy talented you are. Your mindset on this is of the people that are nowhere. I say that with respect.
Yeah.
That just speaks to how obnoxiously talented you are. You make this switch.
I'm out of here.
And forget about like what it means commercially successful.
Yeah, but just being free of the, yeah.
And do you know how much your anxiety on this is affecting them?
Yes, I know.
They're carrying this shit.
I stress them out. I know I do.
Like, don't give them your baggage like that.
Yeah.
You love these three.
Yeah.
Be better for them. Yeah. Fuck, you don't want to do it for yourself? Fine. You work through that, but fuck, what about these three?
Yeah. Right.
Be a light to them. Because you have so much light in you.
I feel it. I do.
Look, I think you're dangerously close to being ready for what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I secretly hope that the album does not do well.
Wow. Where's the camera? Did you hear that? That's crazy. Oh my God.
I feel like I want you to be like in a place where like for you,
mm-hmm.
like where like when whatever takes you to that next stratosphere level, mm-hmm. that you are ready for it.
Yeah.
And ironically, I think it's like the way the whole thing will work. That if this was a great session and whatever happens with the album, and then like 3 weeks from now, for some reason, it just, you know, by the way, that's how life works. It's amazing how life works. Yeah. You just wake up and you change your mind.
Yeah.
That's what's amazing about humans. Yes. We have the ability to change our perspective. I think the second that would happen is the second that the next project will hit. It's just the way the fucking shit works. Because then you'll have some real shit to talk about too.
Yes. I mean, I got some stuff
you have,
here.
You have unlimited shit to talk
yeah.
about. I believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I think being able to tell your fans like, yo, let me tell you why you're about to love this the most,
yeah.
it's because I finally fully love everything.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Love you.
Love you too.
Let's hug it out.
Thank you. Love you too.
Thank you.
So cool. You're getting cooler by the day.
I am getting a little bit cooler by the day. Yes,
oh, after you guys get your picture, I want a picture with the crew right here. This man, Johnny.
Oh, come on, bro.
Just flash them, man.
Flash
them. And yeah, man, this is
great talk.
Huh?
Thank you.
Gary, have a great day. All right, see you soon.